And the final thought about adversity and blessing. We don't think that way. Ecclesiastes 7:14. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. And in the day of adversity, consider. God has made one as well as the other, so that man may not find out anything that will be after him. So God knows what he's doing. The writer of Ecclesiastes struggled with all that, tried to find all the answers. Came to the conclusion, the best you can do is to eat, drink, and enjoy the work that God has given you. But God made us prosperity and he made adversity. So, you know, so he needs to balance that out. You know, when things are going good, we say God's blessing us. Things going against us, we say God's cursing us. Not necessarily. You know, he sends rain on the just and the unjust. You know, he makes a sun rise on both evil and good. Speaks of that in Matthew 5. You know, he allows one to trust more than the other, it seems like, you know. But it's always to our benefit. So to run back through it, think of it this way. The adversity, you know, is best shared with a friend. To help carry it, God gives us friends. And he also gives us the strength to do it. That it's through adversity that we sometimes learn to lean and learn to trust in God. So friend and God, you know, that if we faint in adversity, means we're weak. Our strength is coming from ourselves, not from God. Pride says we can do it. Nothing will ever come against us we can't handle. God didn't say that. You know, adversity works to the good, not to the evil. God works things together to the good. Adversity often is what's used to get our attention. God uses that to get our attention. And finally, there's a blessings and adversity both come from God, that he uses that we may grow. So I pray that things don't go hard against you, but if they do, that you stay strong, lean on one another, but especially lean on God.